Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday. We made it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I know. That's what I was saying this morning. I have a baby shower for my daughter tomorrow, and oh, my gosh, it's just been all the planning, and yeah, I'm excited, though. She's coming in. So my name is Nadine. Jeff, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I know that you've been speaking with Albert, who does an amazing job explaining really the outline of our program. And he was asking if I could go over the pricing and details with you. In fact, it looks like he was requesting if I could apply an established business credit. I understand you've now been in business 22 years?
Yep. Almost for the day.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So I wanted to just kind of clarify some notes that he sent over. So he mentioned that you have a website, but you just don't, or you can't remember if you have one.
No, I definitely have one. So I used to advertise through Google. I used to advertise through Yellow Pages, and then Yellow Pages kind of went away. And then they used to offer the free Google advertising, where you could even I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Put your website. But maybe about a year and a half ago, that seemed to change. Something changed in Google, because we got notifications through Google, and I started getting a lot of calls.
Okay.
And I could no longer kind of list it as free, you know, the way I was, the same way I was before. So I never changed it over and did like a pay thing like you're advertising right now. So I just kind of cut off all my advertising and just continued without it. But I'm kind of looking for a little advertising now.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So I just want some information, because I'm not even sure which direction I want to go.
Yeah.
And it's a small business. It's only two people, so we don't need a ton of work, but I want enough leads.
But you want,
where I can look at other
people. Like a steady flow. Yeah. And you can cherry pick the ones you want, or be more targeted. Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, great job on what you have so far, because I did search for the company by name, and it'll show me, like, in the search bar, in the search results, it'll show me what online presence is currently out there for professional touch painting, right? And so I found your Google business profile. You have a 5-star review on there.
I have a couple. I never asked for reviews, which is something I want to start doing more of now, because I lost a couple of my general contractors that I used to work for, who used to do remodels, just retired this year. So it kind of all hit at once. And then I you know, so I gotta try to make up the work that I was getting from
absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, no worries. And I know 95% is interior residential work. You don't do anything exterior, correct?
I do very little. You know, it's more of like, you know, if I didn't have work, sure, I would probably try to do it more, because I get a lot of calls for that. But I need more calls for the interior.
Calls for interior.
I'm getting a little older now. My employee's almost ready to retire. So we just need the easier job, the interior.
Yep.
We're better at
that. Absolutely. And then so 30 minutes of traveling time away from Manchester, where you're based out of, is what he put in the notes, is where you typically target. Okay.
Yes.
And then I also found a couple of different directories where I saw you listed. Like I saw the, I see the Yelp page, MapQuest, HomeAdvisor.
Is it under my phone number? Because see, I used to have a business partner that we split up the business.
Let me take a look at it. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you if
it
has your number. It doesn't have your phone number, but there is a website link on there. Let me see if it lets me open it.
And it may even link it to his, because he's professional such remodeling and painting.
It doesn't even open at all. So that's kind of a good thing. And actually, that Yelp profile, interesting enough, it shows that it's closed. So and it shows a whole different address on La Vista Street.
That's his address.
Okay, it's perfect.
Really,
and this one isn't even yours
for everybody. Yeah, it's really hard to change it. Once it's on there, like, it's hard to get all these things off.
But this one that says 29 Sprague Street on the Google Business profile, I would hide your address. We would hide your physical address. No one needs to know where you live at. So we would make sure your physical address is hidden, okay? So basically, I'll tell you, the reason that we were reaching out to you today is because we just had this position open up for your category. And, you know, Jeff, we're looking for a company that's a good fit and that qualifies. And you qualify because being given you, you don't have anything negative regarding your company. Okay, you have the 5-star review. You have the Google Business profile. I'm seeing some pictures of work you've done. And the fact that you've been in business for 22 years tells me you've been providing quality service. And I think at the very least, we can agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
you know, the problem is I never ask people for reviews, like, ever.
Yeah.
So I never ever promote my business. I just, it's word of mouth. But up until now, now I need a little bit more work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it almost seems like, for whatever reason, election years, no matter who's elected, it always seems like there's like, it's weird. People stop calling for a little while. It's very odd, but I've noticed that every election cycle.
Yeah.
And I've heard it from a lot of other contractors. It's odd. And it's
it like slows down a little, but then it's going to pick up again.
It definitely does.
Yeah, and you want to know something? People are doing their taxes. So, like, my grandma used to say, God rest her soul, but she used to always say, a hole's burning in their hand already. They don't even have the money yet. They're already looking on how am I going to invest. So, do you ever go on Facebook at all? You yourself? You use Facebook?
I don't have a Facebook account. My wife does.
Okay.
I wouldn't be opposed because that was another avenue I was going to look into, the Facebook, I don't know what they call it, business listings.
Facebook
but it is another avenue.
Perfect. I'll tell you what I'm asking, Jeff, because basically the package that I want to offer you, it's our platinum package, and this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing, okay? So basically what we would do is optimize that Google business profile that you have. Optimize it to the first page and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms, okay? So we do the management of it. This way, when someone's looking for interior painting, right, any services that you offer, they're going to find you coming up on that first page as one of the top recommended options. They'll click on your phone number, call you directly, okay? We're going to also list you on Bing, and we will create you a Yelp profile for your business. For your company, okay? Because Yelp is another platform that people utilize to search for painters, okay? Now, also, as I mentioned, listing you on the first page of Google, Bing, Yelp, and then we build your business Facebook page, okay? We'll set up one for your business. Now, I will say you do need a personal page, so that way we can set one up. You don't have to have friends or pictures on there. I'm sure your wife can help you open up a personal Facebook, because what we're going to do is create the business Facebook page through your personal one so you have ownership and access to it. So that's why I say no one's going to see your personal page. But on Facebook, what we're going to do is Facebook advertising. Now, how that works is if someone's on Google, they're looking for someone to paint some rooms, right? They're looking for a painter. And then they're on their Facebook page. And they're just looking at their pictures or their posts or their stories. And all of a sudden, we're going to retarget them with your Facebook ad. Your Facebook ad is going to appear on their Facebook feed. It's that reminder, hey, you were looking for a painter. Here's a company that does that. The Facebook ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So as soon as they click on your address, they call you directly. And I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, I would also like to include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, like an actual www.com website for your business. And it's really just a way for people to read more about your company and to really also see the quality work that you do. So we would build you the website, host it, and we would attach it wherever we're promoting your company. And then we cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone uses their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, right, searching for your services, they would also find you listed on the first page. It's like pretty much this package covers all of your bases, but it is not created to overwhelm you, okay? This kind of program is going to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients that you can actually be super selective on the ones that you want to take, because we don't charge you per
right.
call, per job, or per click. How we operate is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program with absolutely no contracts. So
okay.
I went ahead and applied an established business credit for you, because you've been, you know, in business 22 years, and we recognize that. So I put in that credit, and what it's going to do, it's going to drop down your cost to a monthly flat rate of $249 a month. It will have just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that setup fee
okay.
is just to cover programming. So basically, Jeff, your initial investment to get it started today would be $348. Now, every month after that that you're with us, okay, it's just going to be the $249 a month with no contracts. We'll ask you just stick it out 2 months. I mean, what I call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. If at any time, Jeff, you decide, you know what, I just want to part ways, I'm good now, you just have to call us 3 business days before your billing is due and say, I just need to cancel, and we simply part as friends. We're not going to charge you a cancellation
okay.
fee or hold you hostage. I mean, again, we would rather earn your business and that you stick around for a long time because it's working. Okay? If you take this position today, we're going to close it out. So what that would mean for you, Jeff, we're not going to work with any of your competitors within your territory that offers the same services. And that's strict Google guidelines that were given by Google, because we're a channel partner. So how that benefits you is that by us just working with you in your area, that's to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. And that's why we call the listing exclusive. Make sense?
Yep.
Is there anything else that you do aside from painting? Anything at all?
Well, I mean, it's primarily all involves painting. You know, it's the,
yeah.
the patchwork. If there's water damage, cut out sheetrock, remud, skim coating.
Uh-huh.
Everything's revolved around painting, but it's kind of like all aspects of
yeah.
the painting.
Someone calling you and say, hey, can you do some sheetrock for me? You don't want calls like that. You want it strictly for painting.
Not full rooms.
Right.
Yeah. If
right.
there's like a sheet or two, you know, ceiling needs to be replaced, I mean, I'll do it. And I've done it. You know, if it has to be done, I'll do things like that. But I'm not going to like re-sheet rock an entire room.
Right. Exactly. So it kind of sounds
yeah.
like in your case, it's primarily going to be the painting. But like if while you're there, some sheet rock had to be replaced, you can do it because it's part of the project that you're working on, correct?
Exactly,
in other words,
yes.
Okay.
Wallpaper removal.
Yeah.
We don't do wallpapering, but wallpaper removal.
Wallpaper, oh my
like
gosh.
That.
I'm going to tell you my age, Jeff. Remember wallpaper? Do you remember the wood panels? You probably don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you
do
like
that.
Wood laminate panels?
Yeah, yes, like on your walls. I remember as a kid, my
oh,
mom,
yeah.
some of her walls had like that, the wood panels. My husband and I were talking about that just the other day, and I said, oh my gosh, does this mean we're old?
They still sell
I remember,
that stuff, so you're not too old.
Right? And listen, and I still remember like the yellow pages being delivered to your front door, like at the beginning of the year and towards the end of the year, you would wake up in the morning and you had the yellow page book and the white pages, right? Everybody wanted to
oh,
start
yeah.
their business with the letter A too. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So that
yeah.
way they would be in the
I mean,
first
that's
pages.
That's what we used to do. Yeah, we'd pay for the big ad back in the day. I mean, it cost
yeah.
a lot. Advertising was very expensive back then. It's cheaper now, actually. But to get like a little quarter-inch page, it was like $300 a month. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's crazy.
And if it was color, it was even more.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think we had the color, but just the pop.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and if you had a bigger one too, you would go to the front. So it wasn't even alphabetical. The bigger the ad, the closer you were to the front of like the paint.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So.
No, for sure. So yeah. So we have a lot in common. We know a lot.
Yeah.
We've kind of revolved with the changes, right? We've kind of evolved with the changes, you know? Oh my gosh. That's funny. So, I mean, let me ask you, Jeff, how do you feel about this program?
Yeah, I mean, it is something what I was looking for, and actually, it's just coincidence. I get calls from people similar to you at probably three times a week for the last year.
I thought you were going to say three times a day. I was going to say, I'm not surprised if it's three times a day, you know? Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, Jeff, because you know why you get these calls is because when I know in particular, our company, because we're looking for a particular type of business to fill this position, it's the reputation that we see that you have online, no negative reviews. There's a little bit of online presence, but there's no negative reviews, right? And even speaking with you on the phone and knowing the years that you've been in the industry, the quality work is there, right? There is no doubt about that, that you pride yourself in absolutely, you pride yourself in providing a quality service to your clients. I mean, I'm looking at some of these pictures on your Google business profile, and I'm just in awe. Beautiful work. I mean, to me, you got to be very artistic when painting. Not just anybody can paint.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I've done some really nice, you know, multi-million dollar homes and stuff. And
beautiful
been
work.
Been in there for 6-9 months at a time that they've had me in there, but...
But
I never asked for any recommendations or anything.
And we'll help you with that.
But now I'm noticing I send an email.
We'll help you with
more.
That. So we create you a tiny little link that we can create for you, and we encourage you, okay, Jeff? Text it, email it to your past clients, okay? And all they do is they click on it, and they can leave you 5 stars, and it'll post to your Google business profile. We encourage it, okay? It's the modern day word of mouth.
Easier.
Yeah, we make it as simple as possible for you.
Yeah,
no, we make it super easy for you.
So.
Before it was harder, I think, to get reviews, and now it's just like, hey, even if you've done work with people in the past that you're still in communication with, ask them. I'm sure people would love to leave you a review, especially with the work that you've done for them.
Yep.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? I mean, that way we can prove it to you?
So as far as a website, so you're saying you can't use my website.
I didn't see the website for you. Do you know what it's under? Because I couldn't find it. If there is a website out there, then obviously we want to use your website. We want to attach your website. Do you remember the last time you saw it?
You said you were finding pictures.
On your Google business profile. The photos were on your Google business profile.
Maybe my wife just downloaded some. I'm a little...
It's okay. It's okay. I searched for professional touch painting, and then I put in Manchester, and it'll show me whatever comes up. So I didn't see the website, though. Now, if you do have your website, we want to use your website.
Yes, there's definitely one. There's definitely one that I have. I mean, it's not crazy. It's not too busy. It's just basic front page, a couple words.
It's
and
okay
a lot of
because
pictures.
Here's the thing.
But
websites are like having a menu at a restaurant. Websites are like having a menu at a restaurant. It just gives people an idea of the quality work that you do and read a little bit more about your company. They don't have to be all fancy swancy, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me put you on speaker. I
absolutely.
I just want to do a quick search because I think I remember it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to try to search in other ways that I think it might because it wasn't attached to your Google business profile either. So
I believe
it's
ProTouch Paint 87 or something.
Let me try that.
Like that.
ProTouch Paint 87? Let's see. ProTouch... Paint 87. Let me see if something comes up. Nope, not that. I'm going to search by your phone number, see if something comes up with that. I try to search all kinds of different ways just to see, because sometimes something might come up. Okay, there's your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, I see that one. Yeah, I see a lot of stuff is under my, even if you look at MapQuest, it's under my business partner's old address from 25 years ago.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Really hard to get stuff off, like with all these different websites. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, like, we do, we call it a name address cleanup. So anything that we're able to update your information to correct it and make it consistent, we're going to do it. Right. But
right.
In particular, I will say with your Google Business Profile, we definitely want your address hidden. No one needs to know where you live at.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How's the weather over there right now?
Not too bad. It's supposed to be 40 today. It's been a, a month.
Oh, my
anyway.
Gosh. Well, we're in California, right? And you're going to laugh when I tell you this. My bones are aching when it's like 60 degrees. I was talking to someone back east not too long ago when we were having like, I think we were in the like high 50s, and I'm all, it is so cold. And he's like, well, how cold is it over there right now? And I said, oh, it's like, you know, 59. He's like, are you serious? I would be wearing shorts and flip flops in that weather. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh my goodness, really? And he's like, that's nothing. Okay. I'm finding like other, like, okay. I know this one definitely isn't yours because your name isn't Florencio. I'm trying to look up just the business name to see what comes up without putting in New Hampshire, but it's giving me like professional touch guys everywhere.
Yeah, not seeing it now where I used to see it.
When was the last time you saw it? Do you remember?
It was probably around when that Google switched over and stopped kind of listing you were.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what? I'll tell you what happened, Jeff. So I'll tell you what happened, right? When you originally created your Google Business Profile, you probably did the PIN code in the mail, right?
No, it wasn't in the mail. You could just sign up online.
Right. Okay, so that was years ago. Okay. What happened was Google went almost 100% digital. They're like literally almost 100% digital. And what they started doing, okay, because back then, anybody could find their business and get it on Google, right? And not even be a legitimate business, okay? And then you got what I call the lowballers, right? These guys come in and they just want to lowball everybody, and it takes business away from companies like yourself that are legitimate companies, right? So what Google did...
It was actually completely free. You could set up, you could link a website to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'd have... As long as you maintained your website, you could get to the top of the listing.
Yeah.
But
so what happened, and what happened was Google recently, a couple years ago, instead of people getting the PIN code in the mail, because they switched it to where you would get a PIN code in the mail, right, to your physical address, and that's how you verified your business, well, they changed that too. Now for people to get verified, they have to do a video verification. Basically, you're showing your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business license, your business insurance, if you have that. So basically, Google's verifying that you're a legitimate company. How they did, the reason why they started doing that was to weed out the companies that aren't legitimate, that are taking away business from guys like yourself, right? So that's what they started doing. So it's a benefit for you, to be quite honest. So, maybe for some reason, I mean, the website, I don't know if you're aware also that websites, you have to renew the domain, the hosting of it. So if you don't renew it, it could be that it disappeared. But I'll tell you this. If you have the website, we're going to attach that website because we would want your website then attached. If you don't have a website, worst case scenario, we create you a brand new one. It's not going to cost you more if we do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's the best email for you, Jeff? Because I want to send you everything in writing, and this is also where we send your receipt, because as you know, for tax purposes, it's a write-off.
Yeah, yeah. Letter J. Then my last name, Beaupre, B-E-A-U-P-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
Uh-huh.
Just 7 at yahoo.com.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm sending you right now, there's going to be two emails, Jeff, that are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay? So this first one is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. And it's going to show you that the price I notated is $249 a month, month to month, and just the one-time $99 setup fee. I also notated everything that's included. I did put the website as well, just because if worst case scenario, you're not able to retrieve your website, we're going to create you a new one. Okay? So I'm just going to include that no matter what, whether we're using yours or if we're going to go with the website that we're going to build for you. Okay?
Sure.
The second email will be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, this one just gives you an overview of our reporting system. You're going to be able to track your results with us. So you'll have a username and a password where you could log in at any time of the day and see what phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You can also view the services that we have you listed for, how many times it clicked on your Facebook ad. And this is really important for you to track your results and not just us telling you that it's working. Okay? So I just sent you an example of the reporting system. Very simple. Nothing complicated, I promise. All right? Now,
sure.
This phone number, the 603-540-8571, is the number that I currently see on your Google Business profile. Is this also the best number for us to reach you on in case if we had an update?
That is the one, yeah.
Perfect. Now, let me go here, because I want to make sure everything's notated correctly. Can you also get text messages on this phone number as well?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. I'm going to send you right now a text message, and I'm going to tell you to save our phone number in your contacts. So I'm going to send you this text real quick. Now, this is the number to our customer service department. So, Jeff, as I mentioned, we are in California, so you're actually 3 hours ahead of me. Okay. We're going to have a team here that is going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And that number is 877-635-6225. It's in that text message I just sent you if you want to take a look and confirm with me that you did receive that text. Now,
okay.
Perfect. I want you to save that 877 number in your contacts under the company name of Local Splash. It's two words. Okay, so this way you always have our number in your contacts. You don't lose it. Okay? Now, we are here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So for you, since you're 3 hours ahead, we're here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Okay. I included your username. Your username for your reporting system is going to be your phone number with no dashes. And then in that text, okay. It shows that your password is all lowercase, one word, Fab Splash. I would share it with your wife, too, just in case if she helps you, like, upload stuff. She's got that as well. Okay?
Okay.
And then, Jeff, did you want to notate your wife as being an authorized person on the account? Like, let's say you were in the middle of a job and you needed a change done and you couldn't call us, do you want to give her authorization to call on your behalf?
Yeah.
Or keep it just to you? Okay.
No, you could do... Yeah. Probably
what is her first name?
Brie, B-R-I-E.
B-R-I-E. Same last name?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I like her initials. B-B. I'm going to put is authorized to make changes. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have her doing them, but just in case if she were to call, if she's not notated on the account, we're going to be like, we need to speak with Jeff to give you authorization.
Right.
Okay. Is authorized to make changes. Okay, beautiful. Now, I'm looking at the company name currently showing, and I just want to confirm that with you, Professional Touch Painting, correct? That's how it should be reading.
It's technically Professional Touch Painting Services, LLC.
Okay. So it doesn't show it like that on the Google Business Profile. Do you want us to correct it with the services LLC at the end?
Yeah, I'd probably do the full name.
Okay, so we'll put Professional Touch Painting Services, LLC. And then I know that the address that is showing, that's your home address, right? The 29 Sprague Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I don't see a unit number or anything, correct?
I'm in unit number one, but
okay.
We own the whole bit.
Yes, I'm going to put unit number one, but we're going to hide this address. It's giving me your zip code as coming up. Let me see here. And that's in Manchester. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's showing it coming up as 03103.
Yeah.
Is a zip code. Okay. But we're going to hide the address because that doesn't need to show. You're not a storefront. Okay. Now, Jeff, we're going to start going over the billing. So before I process your payment, I will be walking you through. It's what we call 90-second voice verification recording. And basically, it's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. And so I'm going to state the date, the billing date, the amount. I'm going to ask you, as I mentioned, for a two-month verbal agreement. I'm asking you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. But I'll also be notating as well in the voice verification that if you need to cancel, you can do so at any time. Just make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. There is no cancellation fee. Okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Jeff, if there's something that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, what does it mean? So this way you and I can review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that, you know, you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
So I do have a couple questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be downloading pictures onto it. How easy is it to download pictures onto the website there?
Great question. We provide you an email where you can email us the photos that you want implemented on your Google Business Profile or that you want also included on your Facebook page or photos that you want on the website, right? If we're building you the website, because for whatever reason, if yours isn't available.
So I send you that.
Yeah, you're going to email it to us
okay.
Because, and I say email and I'll tell you why. You could text the pictures, but what happens, Jeff, is when you text them, the resolution isn't as great as it is in an
right.
email. Okay. Also, in your client dashboard, you can upload them there too in your client
okay.
dashboard, your reporting system. So we make it as simple as possible for you. Okay. And we would
okay.
definitely want to use your pictures because that's what's showing your quality work.
Okay.
Okay. And you had some other questions you mentioned.
Yeah. So on the website, you're going to build it, but are you going to like ask me maybe different things about the business, like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And part of the setup that you and I are doing. So once you and I set up the account, we're going to schedule for you, if we can do it today based on your availability. Okay. I would love to schedule your client interview. The client interview, Jeff, is really where the magic's going to happen. Okay. Not so much with me, even though I think it is, but it's not. And the client interview, you're going to speak with my technician about your keywords, your services, about the areas that we're going to target, where to send us the pictures, about your business logo. Do you have a business logo by chance?
I have a business card that I would probably just use that logo on the
okay,
card.
Perfect. Perfect. So we would ask you to email us the card, the business card, right? So that way we can capture the logo on there. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook, okay? They're going to ask you, hey, is there any promotions that you want to run that we can run on your Facebook ad? They're going to review all the information that you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly. Okay, they're going to say, Jeff, it looks like Nadine updated the business name to read as this. You're going to say, yes, that's correct, you know, because, again, they're not just taking my word for it, okay? They want to make sure that I notated everything correctly. So they're going to ask, review your hours of operation, the forms of payments you accept, okay? So they're going to go over all of that more in detail because we want to make sure, Jeff, that we're creating and listing everything correctly. If you take a look real quick at your text messages, I just sent you a link. If you click on that link, this is going to give you an idea of the designs of our website, the layout of it. I sent you one for painting just to kind of get an idea. Of course, they would have your content on there, right?
Right.
But it's to show you how it would appear like looking at it from a desktop, from an iPad, or from your iPhone, right? Like from your smartphone. It will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. Okay?
Nope, I got it.
Yeah, so if you click on the link, it'll open it up, so that way you get an idea of the layout of the website. They're Google-compliant websites. They're mobile-friendly. And, yeah, so we create, like, the gallery. We could add your reviews on there. There's the click-to-call, so when they click on your phone number, they're calling you directly.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the layout of it. But, of course, it's going to be your content, and they're going to go over that with you, too, because we want to make sure we're listing you correctly.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Other questions?
No, I wouldn't be able to set up a good time today because I have a lot of work to finish. But
okay.
I could probably do it. Tuesday would probably be the best time.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get everything set up and schedule your client interview for Tuesday. It gives you time to also gather your photos.
Yeah.
Typically, what's a good time for you on Tuesday for your client interview? Do you prefer like earlier in the day or? Because I'll tell you, I have appointments starting. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, because I have appointments starting as early as 10 o'clock your time all the way to like 6 o'clock in the evening. Those are the appointments that I have running. So we'll go ahead and finish setting up the account. And then, Jeff, I'm going to give you homework to do, and we're going to schedule your client interview for Tuesday. Okay? So this gives time for your wife to create your personal Facebook page and for you to start gathering photos. Okay? So let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and the card that you're going to put on file, Jeff, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
A business. I believe it's under the business name.
Okay. You just want to make sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it actually says both on it.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Jeff?
It's Jeffrey.
Uh-huh.
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
Middle C.
C as in cat?
No, T as in Tom.
Oh, T as in Tom. Okay. And then let me see if I can pronounce your last name correctly. Is it Beaupre?
Beaupre. But yeah.
Beaupre. Almost. Yes. Okay, so it's Prey. So I got to think like praying hands.
Yes.
Beaupre. Okay, got it. Is that French?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then how does the company name read on there? Is it just Professional Touch Painting Services or is it shortened?
It's actually Professional Touch.
Professional Touch. Okay. Same billing address as your home address? Okay.
Yeah.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I believe it is a MasterCard. MasterCard.
MasterCard will start with a 5, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
And what's the card number when you're ready, Jeff?
So this is $349?
It'll be $348. And if you'd like, I can walk you through the voice verification first, so that way we can go over that before we take down the card information. Why don't we do that first? Okay? So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording. But remember, as I said, if there's something you don't understand, just let me know so that way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay? Before we get started with that, I want to put a security question on your account to protect it. Okay? So the security question, you're always going to ask whenever we call you, what's my security question? Okay? So you can confirm it's us calling you. You could choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's just do first pet's name.
First pet's name? First, what was your first pet's name?
Bailey.
B-A-I-L-E-Y, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's a cute name. Okay. So, get into that habit when we call you, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, Jeff, then you know it wasn't Local Splash calling you. Okay? We do it to protect your account. All right? Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Professional Touch Painting Services, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey Beaupre, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And Jeffrey, you do authorize your wife, Bree Beaupre, to make changes to the account in the event you can't call in to make a change, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, as I mentioned, you know, we might call you, right, with an update, and you can't just pick up the call because you're in the middle of a job. All we ask from you is just respond to us within 24 business hours. Now, I want you to be aware, too, Jeff, that you might get calls from other companies, right, and they're trying to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with our company. We are not going to call you and ask you for more money. And that's why I want you to get into that habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if someone were to hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Could you repeat that one?
Yeah, let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it. I usually do on this one. What we're saying here, Jeff, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already including for you, because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? So you would just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll take a look. Yeah, Jeff, go for it. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing, because we just always want to try to save you money. Okay?
Oh. Yep.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. which is January 31st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Jeff, this is a two-month verbal agreement. As I mentioned, we're asking you to stick it out 2 months. So what that means is that your second payment would be charged on February 28th, and that's 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once that term is completed, okay, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the discounted amount of $249. But keeping in mind, if there's 30 days in the month, then it's the 30th day, okay? Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, you can do so at any time. All we ask is that you contact us 3 business days. Client support, you're going to call the 877-635-6225 number, the number that I asked you to save. You're going to call that number at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge and we part as friends. Okay?
Okay.
No cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned it is a MasterCard, correct?
Yes.
And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
5160-8600-1601-7032.
Expiration month and year?
0926.
And the CVV code on the back?
001.
Okay. I'm updating the package now, and I'm processing the payment. You did say on Tuesday, 12 o'clock is a good time for you for your client interview, correct?
Yeah, 12 o'clock my time?
Yes, 12 o'clock your time. Does
about
that work for you? It'll take about 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It might take a little bit longer, like if you have more questions or details, but typically 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. So I did send you the calendar invite for that, and in a couple minutes you're going to get your receipt, and we're going to go over that. I probably only need 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all done. So on Tuesday, I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind. Now, we're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, and we'll call you from that 877 number. If for some reason, Jeff, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back? We will call you right back. Or if we have to reschedule you for later on in the day, we can do that too. The sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving as well. Okay? Now, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will actually be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, they're going to call you directly. Okay? Now,
sounds good.
I'm putting interior painting as your services. What else do you want me to put on here? Anything else that stands out? Do you want exterior painting?
No, I'd actually rather not put it.
Okay, just interior. What about, do you do trim work?
Interior specialist.
Interior painting specialist. I like that. Do you do any
interior
type of?
Residential. You know, definitely residential.
Interior residential painting specialist. Okay.
So as far as, do you mean like other services like?
Yeah. Like if you do some carpentry work, if you do cabinet installs, yeah, anything.
Okay, so my business card has it listed as full painting service, skim coating, fire water damage repair.
Uh-huh.
Light carpentry.
Okay.
Wallpaper removal.
Okay.
Texture matches.
Texture what, I'm sorry?
Ceiling texture matches.
Oh, ceiling texture. Let me do that. Ceiling texture matches. Okay.
Well, I have drywall installation repair. You can probably put that too.
Okay, drywall install slash repair. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then let me see here. Now, on your Google Business profile, you'll need to add us on as managers. If you don't know how to do it, don't worry about it. Our technician is going to walk you through it. Not that it's a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured in the process, not required?
Yes. So workman's comp, which we're required to have on my employee. You don't need workman's comp on myself. I do have a policy and a liability policy also.
Oh, okay. So you have insurance. Are you licensed too or no?
Yeah. No, you don't need license.
Yeah, not required. Yeah. I kind of figured that in a lot of states. In California, you got to have it even to go to the bathroom. I make a joke of that. I'm like, yeah, you need to be licensed just to use the restroom. Okay.
Yeah,
and then your wife is going to build you the business Facebook page, wife, not the business, but the personal one. And then all we're going to need is just the link, because this way we're going to create your business one so you have access and ownership to it, okay?
Okay.
And then the website, so you're going to look to see if you can find your website. If you cannot, then we're going to build your website. Or do you just want us to go ahead and build it? You let me know, or you can let us know on Tuesday.
Of course, if I can't find it. See, I don't know if it's going to be like yours. Yours is going to have probably more links to maybe Facebook and stuff.
Uh-huh. It will. It'll have your Facebook link on there, your Google Business profile link on there. So when they click on the logo, it's going to take them straight there if they're looking at your website.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a lot of that type of stuff. So I would probably say if it's no additional, I would say you
create it. Yeah, let us build it. Okay. And I'm going to put has business logo and photos. Has photos and business logo.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then 30 minutes for you, is that typically like 30 miles or a little less than that?
Yeah. I would say roughly 30 miles.
Okay.
From Manchester. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. My daughter,
she
loved it back east when she was back there. She loved it. She went to Boston University. She's like, she's all, they have seasons. I started laughing. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Actually, text is pretty easy for me.
Okay.
Probably the quickest, easiest.
Okay, great. I noticed on your Google Business profile, it has your hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning to 8 in the evening.
Yeah, I mean, I have it extended hours just so
okay.
I can take calls and stuff. But 8
okay, perfect.
Fine, right?
Okay, so we're leaving it like that, right? You're okay with that? Saturday and Sunday is closed? Good for you. Or by appointment only?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I'm closed Saturday, Sunday, but if I get a call from somebody,
you know,
I'm
people
always,
will still call you.
Always would accept calls for work.
Yeah, and so I would say leave it the way it is, you know. But that doesn't mean that someone isn't going to still call you on a Saturday or Sunday, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And what are the typical payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I mean, most of the time, 90% of the time, 95, maybe even more, it's always I don't accept
cash.
The other form. But
okay.
I wouldn't be adding like a Venmo type thing. Or
what about what other forms of payments do you typically take?
It's usually just checks is what
okay.
I take. I don't take credit cards, and I probably would never take credit cards.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be opposed to, like, one of those pay services, setting up something like that.
Yeah. Are you okay, then, with cash and check?
Yeah, cash, but you really don't get that very often. Usually always check.
But if you do, you're open to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then any other forms of payments, that's at your discretion. Okay. Now, there's two things that I need you to find. And I know you got a lot of emails and a lot of text messages. It's whichever one, whatever you're most comfortable looking in your text or your emails. There's two of them that I need you to pull up, and then we're almost done. And Jeff, are you okay with us calling you Jeff, or do you prefer Jeffrey?
No, Jeff is good.
Okay, I'm going to put goes by Jeff. So there's one that's going to say initial invoice and one that says action pictures needed, whichever one you find first.
So these are the text messages that you sent me?
I sent it to both, text and email. So whichever one you feel like looking in is the one that you're going to look through. Whichever one, easier access for you.
I'm trying to see what one you – are you trying to look at the
– So there's one that's going to be your receipt, and there's one that's going to be pictures that we're going to require from you. So there was – are you in your text messages? Or are you in your email right now?
No, text messages.
Okay. Read off the first text message that you see from me, and I'll let you know which one it is that you're going to open.
The first one was a welcome, then you had the what the site looks like.
Uh-huh.
You have a contact card. So then
okay.
After that, it looks like a copy of the invoice.
Okay, so you're going to open that up. Okay. And it should say, and let me open it up on my end so I follow along with you. I don't want to always remember it by heart. So this is going to be your initial invoice, right? This is the receipt that you want to keep for your tax purposes because, as I mentioned, you know, it's a write-off, right? And it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. About two sentences down, there's going to be a sentence that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Click here and type your name.
So you're going to click, you clicked on where it says click here, right?
It says click here and type your name. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, it'll say click here. Did it open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience? Are you on that page? Mm-hmm. It says it at the very top.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I need you to scroll towards the bottom and find where it says mobile phone. And it has your phone number there. Make sure.
Yep. And then there's two boxes to check under.
Click on both of those. Yeah. Cause one is saying you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one's saying you certify it's your name on the card that you provided. And then
yep,
at the bottom where it says sign, Jeff, you're going to sign your name how it reads there with no period after the T. So it's just Jeffrey space T space Beaupre.
Yeah.
You like the way I said that? I'm all, hold on. Let me make sure I pronounce it right. And then you're going to just click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should be opening up a page asking you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you're there.
So underneath my name, it's really, I can't read the boxes underneath it. It looks like
okay. There's
an orange box.
Yes.
I can't scroll together.
Do me a favor. You're looking at it from your phone, right?
Yeah.
Turn your phone sideways.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that should be done.
Okay, and it should open up a page that's going to ask you for a username and password, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jeff, real quick, sometimes my phone will time out on me if I've been on the phone for an hour. We're like at 58 minutes. So if my call disconnects, I did not hang up on you. I'm calling you right back, okay?
Okay.
Now, sure. I want you to try to log into your client dashboard. Your username is your phone number, no dashes. Put just your phone number in the username. And then let me know when you're ready for the password.
With area code, no one before it.
Yep, area code, no one before it, just 603-540-8571. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the password, I'm going to spell it for you, okay? All lowercase, and it's one word. And that's going to be, let me pull it up here. Fab, I believe it is. Give me one second. Don't quote me on that yet. Let me pull it up here. I sent it to you in that text message too, but it's going to be F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, L as in Lynn.